This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Well, he's our longtime good friend. You could see him on many, many levels of ESPN. And he joins us now on the show for this big story about Kyrie Irving. That's Stephen A. Smith. And Don and Peter, don't ask him any nonsense. The guy's got a limited amount of time. We want to get right to it. Right, Stephen A.?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We're doing great. Now,
I'm good.
This Kyrie Irving situation, I can't see the Nets just saying that's it without getting sign-off from at least KD. Do you know if that is in fact true? Did they talk this over with their star player?
Anything that they do, they talk with KD first. Mm-hmm. That is what I've always been told, and I have no reason to believe otherwise. I haven't spoken to anybody for Brooklyn in the last 48 hours or so, but I can tell you that has been their MO since the day KD arrives. KD was in Brooklyn because of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving wanted to go to Brooklyn, and that's why KD decided to go there. But nevertheless, he is the franchise in every sense of the word, and they will do what he asked them to do. And if there's any trepidation or any reservations about, you know, just being done with Kyrie or whatever, it would be because of KD. Because the Brooklyn Nets are beyond frustrated with the situation. They understand they have to take a position that it's a private matter as opposed as it pertains to getting vaccinated. But in the end, their mentality is you're trying to win a championship. This is the mandate that's been handed down by the city of New York, by the city of San Francisco, now the city of Los Angeles. It is what it is. And if you're going to compete for a championship, we need you all in. And everybody is all in but Kyrie Irving. And it ain't the first time that something has come up to distract him from being able to play the game of basketball. And they're frustrated, period.
Do you know of anything specific that's happened between Steve Nash's comments on Sunday being like, oh, we'll have to adjust, and the decision to move on without him?
I do not. But I can tell you, is that the Brooklyn Nets were of the mindset that, you know, they knew that Kyrie had been working out in the offseason, that he was in tip-top condition, that he was ready to ball, but that he was steadfast in his position about not getting vaccinated. You know, everybody's been saying it's a private matter, and they try to leave him alone to his own devices, but he's a bit touched, to say the least. He's just the kind of stuff that he's been saying as it pertains to these conspiracy theories that have been out there about how unhealthy the vaccine can be, you know, what it can ultimately do to us as a human race and all of this other stuff. These are the kind of things that he's articulated to those close to him. And as a result of that, that word has gotten back to the Brooklyn Nets. They are aware that he is defiant about not getting vaccinated. And as a result, because of the mandate that's been handed down by New York, their mentality is, well, that would mean you missing at least 41 home games, possibly 43, because you played the New York Knicks at least once, possibly twice, at Madison Square Garden. You got a road game in New York and in San Francisco you wouldn't be able to play. You got another road game in L.A. that you wouldn't be able to play. And on top of it all, it's anticipated that other cities are going to invoke their own mandate. So they're asking him, what kind of season do you expect to have if you're going to continue to take this position? And he hasn't changed his position. Everybody else is in. And as a result, he's out. And because of that, it's frustrating because James Harden, remember, he's got an extension he could easily sign as well. But like Kyrie, he's approaching the last year of his deal before the player option kicks in, and he has the choice to either stay or go. Before, he was talking about signing an extension. Now he's sitting back and saying he wants to explore free agency for the first time in his career. That's something that he wants to entertain. And you got to remember, this is the same James Harden that once turned down a two-year, $103 million extension and gladly accepted less. This is not a guy that's married to a particular situation if he's not happy. And the way things are going right now in Brooklyn, it's a bit chaotic. So James Harden could end up not signing the extension and playing out his final year in Brooklyn and then going on down the road to Philadelphia where Daryl Morey, his former president of basketball operations in Houston, now resides. And if that happens, who knows what KD is going to do? Brooklyn senses all of this, and they wanted to bring some order and structure to the equation because they feel that Kyrie's on the verge of disrupting all of that, and they simply cannot allow that to happen.
Now, Stephen, this is not the first time that Kyrie has taken this route, but the one thing that's been very consistent is he doesn't really say anything. He doesn't give you any information. Why is that? Is he seeking attention, or does he believe that, you know what, you're not worthy to hear from me? What is his motivation behind that?
It's the latter. It's the latter. He doesn't feel you're worthy. I mean, the fact is he talks to the media because he has to. He's already put it out there that we're peons, that, you know, we're small, insignificant individuals compared to somebody as great as him. And as a result, that's the mentality that he has taken. The sad part about it is that he's actually not a bad person at all. If you get to know him, he's actually a really, really good guy. I just think he's a bit misguided. And the people that he has in his camp are serving a role as enablers. He once had a best friend that he was tight with that communicated a lot on his behalf. That's no longer the case. They haven't spoken in quite some time. His father and aunt and others are in a circle now. Some people have accused them of being enablers. I don't know that to be true or not. I just know that's what's being said. In the end, what it comes down to is that, you know, he's going to do what he wants to do, and he's going to do what he believes. He prides himself on being an intellectual. He believes that he is somebody that is highly intelligent and can see the forest from the trees better than most people in the media or beyond. And he's certainly not going to capitulate to what an NBA team, an employer per se, wants him to do unless he feels it's the right thing to do. He clearly hasn't reached that point yet, and that's where they are.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so we're just assuming that KD signed off on this because, you know, he's that important to the organization. If he signs off on this, do you think he would sign off on the Nets trying to trade Kyrie Irving, or is that a line that he will draw?
I've been told he would sign off on it. It's not something he wants. It's not something he would push for, but he's certainly not going to stand in the way of the organization if they feel they have no choice but to move Kyrie Irving. He's not going to stand in the way of that. He wants to play basketball. That's all KD cares about. He wants to play. James Harden, primarily what he cares about is playing basketball. That is clearly his priority. They've become keenly aware that even though basketball is important to Kyrie, it would be foolish for anybody to imply that it's not. It clearly doesn't appear to be his number one priority, and it's certainly not his only priority. So as a result of that, there are certain things that appear to be getting in the way. That's what the situation is right now. KD's one of those guys, he doesn't want that headache. He doesn't want that stress. But in the same breath, as I pointed out, he doesn't get to just sit in a corner and hide, nor does he get to be quiet about this. This is his franchise. He's the superstar of the Brooklyn Nets. He is the face of the franchise, and they're not going to do much against his will. If KD wants something bad enough, they'll do everything they can to capitulate. So if they got to this point, ultimately they said to KD, look, we don't have much of a choice here. He's not giving us much of a choice. This has to be our line in the sand. And KD obviously was willing to sign off on that. That's where we are. And, you know, there's a lot of people in NBA circles that are completely flabbergasted as to why Kyrie once again finds himself in this kind of situation. I should say the appropriate word is exhausted, because it seems to be one thing after another with him, but they're far from shocked that he is yet again a distraction.
All right, so in 30 seconds, because I know you have to go, is there a market for Kyrie? Would there be a team that would be willing to trade for a headache like this?
No. Their attitude is, number one, they don't know whether he'll retire on them, because nobody puts it past Kyrie to to retire if indeed he were to get traded. That's number one. Number two, they also know that it's electrifying in box office if he can be, because he's an extraordinary talent. They don't know how committed he'd be to playing once he arrived with them. That's the issue. Everybody wants the ball player that is Kyrie Irving. Nobody will want to turn that talent down. But the head case he appears to be seems to be too much. It could potentially disrupt the franchise with championship aspirations, and they're not willing to take that chance on him at this particular moment in time. To the change in the weeks to come, sure. But as of right now, I was actually wrong to answer no. It's hell no.
Thank you, Stephen A. We appreciate your
time. And by the way, and by the way, that was a quote from a GM this morning. Hell no. About 8 o'clock this morning.
Excellent. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen A.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Interesting stuff. So KD would sign off on a deal if that was what the organization felt, but there's no deal to be made. So what the Nets have now is a very expensive $20 million ornament.
Well, it's such a tough spot, too, because if you're an opposing team, you have to be willing to give up something real to get someone of that talent level. But you have no idea what you're getting back.
And the only kind of deal that you could make, Peter, would like maybe the Sixers want to get rid of their headache. Ben Simmons.
That's of course the they'd rather try a different problem.
It's not fair.
Right.
This portion of the Michael K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by the Pepe Auto Group. Visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, a proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. We'll come back, take your phone calls. There's a lot of other things going on. Don's beloved hockey is back today. Bigger and better than ever, and on the mothership tonight.
That's right, doubleheader.
Doubleheader. Let's see if I remember the doubleheader. Penguins, Lightning, and Kraken, Golden Knights.
That's right.
Look at you.
And the return of ice picks.
You have an ice pick today?
I may have two.
Wow. Woo! All right. Bad news for the Braves. Jorge Soler, who's been so good for them and leading off, has tested positive for COVID. So he is off the playoff roster for the game tonight and for as long as he continues to test positive. And Christian Pache, who's one of their future stars, replaces him on the roster. So that could be a big blow as they would try to, you know, close out the Milwaukee Brewers today. So Soler tested positive for COVID. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.